Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
Boy, Motown's not calling anytime soon.
No.
The bottom line is, hey, they needed to get it done by any means necessary. It was a win. The monkey is off the back for the time being.
Yeah, this was just a long drought indeed. And, you know, guys, the team wasn't 0-6 because of one particular person or position group, but because of everyone. And when you win, it's a responsibility of everyone to make sure they win. And I'm glad that everyone was involved in this victory. A lot of good things from this game.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty by any means, but the Giants needed this win. And you know what? Guys really stepped up. You know, I thought Peyton Hillis did a great job.
He showed a lot of heart.
There. Yeah. Mike Cox did a great job stepping in there. And then, you know, I thought Jim Coral did a great job stepping in for Boss as well.
And really, I thought the defense did a good job tonight against Adrian Peterson. We'll talk a little bit about him in the show, but I tell you what, to hold that guy to 56 yards today
was
incredible. And you know, they got a little bit of pressure. I thought they got a little bit lucky tonight with Josh Freeman coming into the game, because particularly for myself, I don't think he should have been starting the game. I thought it was unfair to the team and to Adrian Peterson. Regardless, the Giants are 1-0 going forward.
Well, the bottom line is, though, they had to get a victory, and as you said, Sean, there were, you know, Hillis comes in cold. Made big contributions. Michael Cox, a rookie seventh round pick out of UMass, was running hard, you know, pretty much, especially on that first drive, you know, when they ended up with the field goal, which was unfortunate. It looked like they were going to go in for a touchdown. But I thought it was a game, as you said, it wasn't pretty, but it was a game that they had to have. And maybe, you know, they can all take a sigh of relief, a deep breath now. You know, as you say, if they can go ahead, they're 1-0 moving forward. If they can get to 2-0, they get a bye week. And listen, nobody thinks they're going to do anything this season, but don't tell that to the Giants, because they don't believe that.
Well, you just have to win one game. I know they've been saying that for a few weeks. You just have to win one game, and all the positive things from those wins, they build. You didn't do it at Kansas City. You didn't do it at Carolina. The Eagles game, you know, obviously last week, Chicago, the pick sixes, those turnovers, those things didn't happen. But when you win, you can correct those things with a positive approach, and then you have the confidence because you've done it in the game.
Yeah, sometimes you just getting that boulder to move, even if it's just an inch, sometimes it can start to snowball and start to pick up momentum, pick up speed. So that's what this neat team needs to do. And you know, going back, you said Peyton Hillis, and you were, you know, teeing him back up. Who would have thought that Peyton Hillis would outrush Adrian Peterson?
I didn't think he would. But you know, what happens, and you're looking at three guys that played in the game a long time, is that when you get a win and you're 0-6, I've been on teams like this before, guys walk around the locker room a little bit different coming in this week.
Yeah.
You know, everything, kind of the food tastes a little bit better. I think that this is a great spark for the Giants. You know, it wasn't pretty, but it doesn't matter. It's still, they won the football game. That's what they were trying to do, and they did a nice job at it.
And it's going to be a short week, you know, because playing Monday night. So now Tuesday's your off day. They're going to probably come in, you know. TC used to give us a delayed opening, you know, on a Wednesday if you play a Monday night. So maybe come in a little bit Wednesday, but they've got to get prepared and get going for a tough divisional opponent against the Eagles on Sunday.
But I'll tell you what, I'm sure you guys would all agree, because you've been there and done that. It's a lot easier to get up there. There's a little
you're willing, a little giddy up in your step there. You're willing to take the criticism. 100%. You know, when you go into the film room and they say, look, we need to do a better job of this, you're like, okay, we won. So say whatever you want. We got the W. I can do better. You can do better. We can all do better. But it goes down a lot easier with a win.
Well, as Sean O'Hara says, yes, indeed, the Giants did get the W 23-7 over the Vikings tonight over at MetLife Stadium. Their record is now 1-6. We've got a lot coming up. Next should be the head coach, Tom Coughlin, his first winning press conference of the season. That should be interesting, so stay right where you are. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Lions win tonight, their first game of the season by the score of 23-7 over the Vikings. Hey, guys, you know, that first drive last, it was, I think it was 9 minutes and 36 seconds to be exact, culminated, unfortunately, it was just a field goal. But they really outplayed the Vikings in that first quarter for 14 minutes, and then it got screwed up by a punt return.
Well, you know, I used to kick them down on the sidelines. You had 10 guys down there covering. This was a good kick by Steve Weatherford, 4 yards from the sideline. Problem is, there are 10 other guys get paid on Wednesday. He's got to be able to make tackles. Didn't happen except for my guy, Steve Weatherford, who goes down there and gets a horse collar, which I don't know if you really got to tackle somebody to get that penalty. But most importantly, when you get into games, you're 0-6, and you're going to play a team that you're matched up pretty well with, record-wise, if you will, that special teams can come back and bite you, or that can actually prove beneficial for you. Tonight, it bit the Giants early on, but they obviously got two fumbles towards, say, in the second half, and that can be turn the game around for the Giants.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I'll tell you what, the thing about this kid, Sherrills.
You can't let that happen.
No, you can't.
Right there. I mean, that's punt coverage 101. You can't let him run up the sideline. You have to have a forced defender. You've got to force him off the sideline and back into all the other defenders. And you mentioned Steve Weatherford. He's been doing a great job punting, but they got to do a better job covering.
Well, let's hear what the happy head coach has to say about it, Tom Coughlin. Here's his press conference.
I hope for our team. We came into the game, obviously, we had to stop the run. We did a good job of that. I think
they had 30 yards rushing. We had 32 attempts, not a lot of yards, but we were able to continue to try to run the ball, which I think helps balance it out much better for us. We had the one turnover on the punt, which, you know, just fundamental. The ball was in the inside arm, and ball came out over there. We got one back, which was nice. It was a point blank type of a play, and we were able to rush it in. Peyton Hillis did an outstanding job of coming off the right off the workout, right into a uniform, right onto the field, and did a good job. Michael Cox did his role and his part as well. We didn't have the turnovers. We got a couple. We got the ball down inside. I would have liked to score touchdowns there when we kicked field goal. But we were, you know, trying to get to a point where we were at least up two touchdowns, and we were. So, you know, we obviously it's nice to win, and hopefully it'll give us some excitement, some enthusiasm about coming to work this week, a short week, preparing to play in the division this weekend. Well, it was outstanding. You know, it was an outstanding effort. Guys played hard. A lot of people to the ball, which we knew we had to have. We did some good things in our coverage as well. So I can't say enough about our defense. They just kept playing. And as you said, the only real blemish was the punt return, which, you know, drove us all crazy. Do I have to describe that? It was we've needed it all along. You know, the guys have been really great. You know, as I've described to you, we take a Monday and we look at the game, and we don't pull any punches, and then we start to build them back up on Wednesday. But it'll be good to win and correct. It's always, in my opinion, been much better way to teach. You know, I feel good about our guys. I'm happy for our coaches, happy for our players, happy for our owners that we won. Again, it's not about me, but I sure do feel good winning, and it's one of those, oh, this is what it feels like, huh?
There were a couple of close calls with Eli's past. For the most part, you think obviously the interception stayed clean. What does that mean for him?
Well, he had good vision tonight, I thought. They came with a lot of pressure. They probably pressed 2 out of every 3 snaps. They probably came with pressure. And don't kid yourself. That front and those linebackers are good. They're physical, downhill players, and they're good football players. So, but yeah, Eli saw things tonight very well. His vision was good. It's obvious that he was very, very concerned about taking care of the ball. Did a nice job with that. That's a good plus, too.
Coach, you started the game all today at linebacker. You didn't have any heavy in the second half. What did you see happening in regards to the second half?
Well, he had some production. There were some plays where we thought Michael maybe could have just ran it up in there and gotten a little bit more. But it's to go from scout squad to playing, you know, on Monday night, that's quite an achievement. Anybody else? Good. Thank you.
All right, locker room's open. Let's know when he likes.
Again, 23-7, the final score. Giants get their first victory. It's, you know, a happy Tom Coughlin, but you can tell it's a tempered Tom Coughlin. And there are some things that he can certainly look the guys in the face and say, okay, we have work to do. Now, you know, one of the things that I thought was a negative tonight, he wasn't getting help from certain people. You know, he got help from the new guys, but Nix was dropping the ball. Victor Cruz dropped one that should have been a touchdown. And those are the guys who need to make plays when you're, you know, shorthanded, and they weren't making plays tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Nix was targeted 10 times. I mean, 10 targets, if you look at the stats, only caught two balls. You know, Victor Cruz dropped a couple. He dropped a touchdown, came right off his inside face mask or shoulder pad. Mm-hmm. And then while Eli Manning didn't throw any receptions, a defender dropped a pick six that would have gone the other way. Yeah, exactly. So against a better team, you've got to make those plays, but at least this was something you can learn from, to play that way and still come up with a victory, which is still hard to do in the National Football League. You still have to commend the performance today.
Yeah, I think Tom Coughlin mentioned it. They're happy about the win. There's a lot of areas to improve. To build on what you're saying, Roman, those missed opportunities, they need to do a better job of that, and that includes the red zone. They were 1-for-4 tonight in the red zone. You can't continue to kick field goals and not score touchdowns. You can't continue to do that and expect to win football games. So they need to do a better job of that. But I'll just piggyback again on Peyton Hillis. I talked about his rushing yards. He caught 5 passes for 45 yards. He was the second-leading receiver as well. So Tom Coughlin talked about him basically coming in from the workout. That is so hard to do.
Yeah.
He's basically came into this team on Wednesday. I mean, I don't know what he did practice-wise, but to just even be understand the offense enough to be out there for that many snaps is very impressive, and kudos to him. I mean, he's going to get a game ball, no doubt.
And certainly it helped with him being down in Tampa with Mike Sullivan, who we all know coaches for the Giants. That system is
good
in
point.
Place down
yeah.
there. So, you know, he is a little familiar with the offense, and, you know, I'm going to keep this very positive tonight. I'm not going negative at all tonight. So as far as the Giants go, you know, I thought the defense, and I said this earlier, they really stepped up tonight. They, you know, for a team that's given up 30 points a game for this whole season, to pitch a shutout tonight is impressive. I thought Justin Tuck had an outstanding game today. He had 3 hits on the quarterback. He had another sack and 4 tackles. You know, that's a guy that came out and been getting a lot of heat for this defensive line, and he comes up as a leader and a captain and plays a heck of a football game.
Well, like you said, time to be positive. For 6 weeks, the glass has been half empty. Tonight, it's half full. Giants win 23-7 over the Vikings, improving their record to 1-6. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Stay right where you are. We're coming back. Got to hear from the quarterback, Eli Manning.
Matthias, you guys held Adrian Peterson to 28 yards rushing. To some people, that's a miracle. How'd you do it?
Now we got to give it up to the boys in the middle. You know, I mean, we have D tackles we brought in here for that specific reason to stop the run, and they've been doing it all year long. So, you know, we put the pressure on us as ends to get there. And, you know, I mean, second row, third row did their job. You know, it's a group effort.
And then I also thought there was much more pass rush tonight than I've seen in quite a long time. Yeah. How did that happen?
I mean, it's still not the sack numbers that we want, but, you know, we're getting consistent pressure. We knew it was going to come. We just got to stay true to our, you know, I mean, our fundamentals. We just had a great week of practice, and we made it happen.
Finally, what does it mean to get the monkey off your back?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's a start in the right direction. We're just going to keep it going.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Sean, Adrian Peterson acknowledges the best back in football. You guys totally shut him down to under 30 yards. Pretty amazing feat.
We had a great team effort. We guys put together a good plan. We executed as individuals and as a team, and we got the victory.
You've been around a long time. To see this losing streak end and get a monkey off of your back, what does it mean to this team?
I mean, we headed in the right direction. I mean, we never gave up. We continued to be hard working, and it finally came to pay.
Sean Rogers, thank you. Well, Michael, you find out within 24 hours, 48 hours, that you're going to be a big part of the running game tonight. That'd be pretty exciting, and of course, you got to win.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just winning our first game, that's the most exciting part for me, but yeah, it was great being out there, you know, getting a chance to play a lot today.
What was the most nerve-wracking part about it for you? Because you had a lot to learn in a short period of time.
Yeah, I wasn't really that nervous, you know, until I got out to the first series. I was kind of, but after that, though, you know, I'd be too tired to really be nervous, I don't know. But
how much help was Brandon Jacobson coaching you up?
A lot, you know, he's with me every day and helps me out, you know, with just everything in general, you know, on the field, off the field, whatever. So, you know, he's just always been there to help me out.
Michael Cox, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Paul Dottino. Nice to see some happy campers coming off the field for a change. But, you know, it can't be understated what happened tonight. 13 carries, 28 yards, the best running back in all of football, Adrian Peterson. That is really quite an achievement that the D came up with today.
Well, I think in the offseason, you know, going back to last year, you know, one of the improvements that that Jerry Reese, the Giants coaching staff had to make was securing the interior of that defensive line. And you bring in Sean Rogers, Colin Jenkins. I mean, these guys were as an integral part of that as anybody. But when you hold the best running back, not in the league, but the last 7 years in the National Football League, to 28 yards on 13 carries, I mean, that's an accomplishment. And that, you knew, the Vikings' only answer offensively was Adrian Peterson and Kyle Rudolph at tight end with a new quarterback that didn't know his guys. Sean Rogers said it. I mean, they just kept working. They finally stopped a good running back.
Well, we know Tom Coughlin loves to put up his keys to victory on Saturday, you know, in this case, Sunday night before the game. So one of those keys to victory was stopping Adrian Peterson. But when you look at this Vikings offense as a whole, they're starting Josh Freeman, who came into this game. He had the worst completion percentage in the entire NFL, completing 45% of the passes. So basically what Perry Fuel said was, we are going to take away Adrian Peterson. You're going to have to beat us with Josh Freeman. And as we all saw tonight, Josh Freeman was not able to do that. So give credit, like you said, to the D-line. I thought Sean Rogers played a really good game. You mentioned Justin Tuck. I thought Colin Jenkins did a good job as well, but those linebackers played well too.
And John Beeson, I mean, he has been a beast, if you will, but for this guy to come in and he's done a great job from a leadership standpoint and on the football field. And like Sean said, this defense, you know, they knew they were going to have to stop Adrian Peterson. You saw in the game tonight that they went single coverage on some of the receivers. It just goes to show you their confidence was inside. And I tell you, the line, everybody did very well inside in making plays all over the place. Didn't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, but they stopped the run.
Hey, again, 23-7 Giants is your final tonight over at MetLife Stadium. So that's a good night for Giant fans to head out to Adorama. Go to Adorama.com/Giants to win a Verve Vibration Bluetooth speaker from Base Egg and along with an autographed football by a Giants player. Adorama, the official electronics dealer of the Giants. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. I am Russ Salzberg, along with my colleagues Roman Oben, Sean O'Hara, and Jeff Fiegel. Stay right where you are. Going to hear from the quarterback, Eli Manning, coming up.
ran the ball well. You know, it was efficient. We didn't have, you know, we weren't losing yards. We were getting positive yards. You know, we got in some third and manageable situations. We were able to convert those. And, you know, there were some, there were some good plays, some really good things, and you know, some things we got to correct. But, you know, most importantly, no turnovers on the offensive side. And, you know, didn't put our defense in a bad spot. And defense played outstanding. And just kind of let them continue to do their job. And you know, we made enough plays to win the game. It's good. It's good. It's good to be smiling and have a little excitement and in the locker room afterwards. And you know, those things are fun. And you kind of, if you play and don't win after a while, you kind of get that feeling, that winning feeling. So you know, it's good. It's good. You know, to get one right here, and we needed it. And so you know, hopefully we can keep it going.
Is it a relief personally for you, because you talked about how much you were sort of taking this on yourself?
Yeah, you know, just wanted to just get that winning feeling back. And, you know, you work so hard each and every week, and you try to have a good game plan, and you go and compete, you know, compete hard and trying to make plays and, you know, feel like you put a lot of work into it and you know, not always getting the results that you want. And so I knew, you know, we talked about, you know, with the coaches, our quarterback room, just say, hey, you know, we're doing all the right things. Our preparation has been good every week. You know, we got to keep doing it. If you keep doing the right things, it will come around. You will start to play the way that you know you can.
No,
I haven't quite seen the whole time. I knew he kind of a little underthrown ball. He had to go up over the defender to make the catch. So I kind of saw a glimpse of it, kind of, you know, between some you know, defensive linemen and linemen. But you know, I know that's something he can do. He can go up and make some plays, and sometimes that's what you need from your receivers, to go up and make a play for you at times. And that was a big, you know, big touchdown right there. Yeah, I thought Peyton played really well, and you know, coming in here a week's notice, and you know, did a good job just understanding protections, you know, blocking guys when he had to, getting out in the routes, you know, a couple big you know, completions, third down conversions, just throwing him check downs. So did a great job knowing when to get out, chipping at times, and ran the ball hard. So he's gonna be a help for us. He's a you know, an athletic, you know, big strong athletic running back, and does, you know, will be good on third down. So it was good to get him, and I think he'll be good for us down the road.
Tom Coughlin said that he thought your vision was as good as it's been all season long, if not better.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I saw things well, and you know, saw the coverages, and you know, made throws when I had to, and moving the pocket some, and again, making some check downs, and you know, so I thought there, you know, were some good things. You know, we got to get better in some things. Too many third and longs, we get in some bad situations, but you know, we were able to convert a couple of them this game, and that was good.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, first drive of the game, and you know, you don't want to go three and out, and you know, so have a third and six or so, and you know, stepped up in the pocket, and they're in, you know, man coverage, saw a window, and tuck it and get the, you know, dive and get the first down. You know, it's good to get the kind of crowd involved, get the sideline, you know, fired up a little bit, and obviously, you know, again, we put together that drive and take off, you know, 10 minutes off the clock. That's a you know, good start. No, we thought we might have, you know, have an opportunity to take a few more. To just kind of what they were doing. They were playing, you know, you know, soft coverage a little bit, and playing, you know, two safeties high a bunch, and we're gonna try to, I think, make us keep the ball underneath. And so you know, did a good job, you know, kind of taking what they gave us at times. And you know, they're a good defense. They, you know, they got a good front four. They got good pressure. Had some good blitzes, but again, we didn't let any of that cause any mistakes from us.
Two more for Eli. How much of a win for the team is that
defense play tonight?
Yeah, defense. You know, that's outstanding. When they're dominating, you know the line of scrimmage and dominating the game, and the offense can't get much going. It does help the offense, and you know, we built a little bit of a lead, and they said, hey, we can be patient. Let's not give this you know their offense a short field. You know, let's not force anything, and a good play. Hey, if we got a punt and back them up, you know, it's gonna be tough for them to travel, you know, 80 yards for a touchdown. So it does make a difference for us, and it can change our game plan a little bit, and just how aggressive and what you need to do. I'd like to say I remember exactly every speech Tom says. I'm sure it was, let's keep it going, let's go win one. So I think that was kind of the thing. You know, halftime, I thought we played pretty well. The first half, obviously, gave them a punt return. Offensively, had some good drives. Had to settle for a field goal, but defense was playing outstanding. So, kind of knew the game plan. We just had to keep doing what we were doing, maybe execute a little bit better. But we had a good thing going.
Eli, how cool was it that Mariano wore a New Jersey before
him? Yeah, that was special. Obviously, he's been the best for a long time, and just the way he goes about it every night, pitching and closing games and always ready, and obviously has had an unbelievable career here in New York, and it was a pleasure to get to talk to him for a second before the game, and obviously an honor that he was wearing my jersey.
Alrighty, thank you.
Thank you.
Justin, talk
to you. Thank
you, sir. All right, that was quarterback Eli Manning, and you know, for 6 weeks we had to listen to ad nauseum people just analyzing Eli and his body language. Nobody here, Sean, you were his center. Nobody here knows him better than you, along with a lot of other people out there. What does this do for Eli, sire? You know, he never too high, never too low, but yeah, it had to be killing him.
You could definitely tell, you know, in his demeanor with that press conference that, you know, he's elated. I mean, he's not showing it, but, you know, hey, everybody can kind of breathe a sigh of relief. And, you know, I think for Eli, he's excited because there was a lot of firsts tonight. For the first time, Eli did not throw an interception this year in a game. So that was big. For the first time, they went into the locker room with a lead.
Right.
You know, they hadn't done that before. So I think that was great. And then, again, another first. They led the time of possession for this game. He talked about that first drive. 10 minutes they took off that clock. They had the ball for 36 minutes in this game. They were 31st in the NFL in time of possession. Only the Philadelphia Eagles were worse than them. So a lot of firsts tonight, and I know Eli's excited.
The other first, they won. That was a good one, too.
That's the biggest one
of them all. Yes, yeah. Indeed. 23-7 Giants, the final over the Minnesota Vikings. As we say, they win their first game of the season, improvement to 1-6. They're right where you are. We've got a lot more coming up on Giants Post Game Live here for you on My Night.
Verizon Fios, making life more entertaining with America's fastest, most reliable internet.
the Coaches Club here at MetLife Stadium, where the Giants have knocked off the Minnesota Vikings. Paul Dottino with you, and Giants linebacker John Beeson, who had his second consecutive big day for this Blue defense. I have to tell you, John, and these fans are loving it. You know, Matt Forte is a really good running back, but this guy, Adrian Peterson, is the best, and you guys shut him down cold. How'd you do it?
Well, you know, we went into the game, and I said to the guys, I said, how about this? How about no solo tackles tonight? Just all assists. You know, that swarm. Everybody get a hand on them. And that's what you have to do with a special back like Adrian Peterson. It's got to be gang tackling, that consistent effort. And we got that, and it started with our front, and then it made it easy for the guys at the second level and in the back end.
You had said to me earlier during the week that Peterson was so tough, so intense, such a football player that he could play defense. He could play linebacker or he could play safety. And Justin Tuck said no matter how many times you stop him, you always got to worry he's going to break that one big one. So what was it about your relentlessness that would not let him break one?
Well, it was a group effort. You know, as a fan of him in this league, you watch him in every single play. Doesn't matter if it's play action or if he's getting the ball, he plays hard. And I love that, to watch a guy go out and give it up, because it only takes one play, like you said, to be the difference in the game. And, you know, you can contain him, and all of a sudden he rips off a 70-yard run. So collectively, we were able to do that tonight. And, you know, like I said, man, it wasn't about the numbers individually. It was a group effort, offense, defense, special teams making plays. You know, Eli driving the offense down, the running game. I mean, it was great, man. A team effort.
That's great. Now, folks, I want to tell you something. I've been doing this a long time, and John Beeson has been here a very short while, and already I'm hearing that you're helping calling out the signals. Spencer Pasinger's got the helmet, but you've been helping him out with that. And now you're telling me about how you developed the philosophy within that locker room to stop Adrian Peterson. You are showing leadership skills in your first couple of weeks here that some guys take years to develop. So what is it about you that allows you to do that?
Well, I'm an old head. You know, this is my seventh year in the league. I've been doing this for a long time, you know, down in Carolina. Some people might say it's a small market, but, you know, you get thrown out in the fire as a rookie, and you develop that. And I just wanted to come in and you know, just do my job. You know, don't step on any toes. There's great leaders in that locker room, Super Bowl champs. So I'm learning from them as well. But I want to come in and just do my job, help us win games. And, you know, we got one. It's the first of many.
John Beeson, people are listening to you. That's a good thing. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
All right, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. I think Paul was hit it right on the head. He not only sounds like a leader, John Beeson, he's playing like a leader, and it was brought up during the game. If John Beeson's injuries are behind him, this could be a major steal that the Giants picked up during this season.
Yeah, I said 2 weeks ago when Beeson first got here that I know he had the microfracture injury and I think another injury. If he's 80% or 75% of where he was his first 3-4 years in the league, well, number one, he's better than any linebacker that's currently on the roster, and he's still better than most of the linebackers in the league at 80%. So much needed leadership. I mean, you've got to go back to Antonio Pierce, Jesse Armstead, Michael Barrow. I mean, that's where you got to go back to.
That's what he sounded like,
and that's the kind of leadership that he brings on this ball club.
Yeah, I mean, I played against John Beeson. You know, he sideline to sideline. He's got the speed. He was a physical guy. I think he wants to be a Mike linebacker. That's part of the reason why he left Carolina. Yep. They had Luke Kuechly, who's playing exceptional there. But he's a Pro Bowl player, and I think he's exceptionally motivated right now, because you mentioned it, the injuries. Whenever you're injured, and he's played in this NFL a long time, you get injuries in consecutive seasons, now people start labeling you. Oh, you're injury prone. Well, now he's motivated. He wants to prove to everybody that he's not injury prone, he's healthy. And when you leave a team, when you get traded and you go to another team, that motivation factor, it escalates, because now you want to prove to your new team, hey, I'm worth the trade that you made, and I also want to show my old team what they missed out on.
Well, he also wants to prove to himself that he can still play. You know, those are significant injuries, and coming off with something like that is very tough. One thing I love about John Beeson is the guy's very intelligent, and he is skillful. He has all the skills that you need, but most importantly, he's so smart. He's like an AP. He knows where he has to be to make plays, and that's what makes him a great player.
Well, another guy who made plays tonight on defense was number 91, the veteran Justin Tuck, and let's hear what Justin had to say a little while ago at the podium.
You know, we hope so. You know, obviously, we need to get one on the board. And, you know, I told Jerry Reese a while ago, I think we have a shovel in our hands now to start digging our way out this hole. So, you know, hopefully tonight is something we can build on. Still a long way to climb out this hole. But, you know, this is a good start for us, and hopefully something that we can get the ball rolling.
Can you talk about the way the defense played tonight? It seemed like you controlled things.
I thought we played pretty good. You know, it's funny. You know, it's never as good as you think it is. It's never as bad as you think it is. We'll watch the film tomorrow, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of corrections. But to hold that team to 0 points on defense and, you know, who I think is the best back in the league to 28 yards, that's a good start. And we had a lot of pressure on the quarterback tonight. It didn't show up in sacks, but I think we had double-digit quarterback hits, and, you know, he was under pressure all night. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I think we can continue to build on. Our secondary played well. They got a couple turnovers. They got a turnover and just had, you know, tight coverage all night, and hopefully it's something that you see a lot more often around here.
Are you surprised that they went away from Adrian and kind of
put the ball down? A little bit, especially with Josh, you know, just being there for a couple weeks. You know, we were really prepared to, you know, see a lot of 28, and but our offense did a good job, you know, just kind of setting the tone with that first drive, getting points on the board, and we kind of, you know, got a little lead there, and, you know, they felt as though they needed to throw the ball, and, you know, it kind of played into, you know, to our hands a little bit tonight.
Five.
We got to go to. All right, I'll tell you again, Justin, this was probably his best game of the season as well.
Yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of Giants fans need to understand that, you know, sacks are also a result of just second effort. You've got a quarterback in Josh Freeman who's trying to find his receivers downfield. The routes are breaking down. You can't find the open guy. Then that pocket starts to collapse. And it's really encouraging, you know, to see if you're Demontre Moore, if you're these young guys, JPP, to see Justin Tuck get a sack, because that really lifts up everyone, the whole team. So hopefully that's a sign of more to come. It was very encouraging for me to see Justin Tuck get that sack.
It was nice to see him get a sack, and I think it had been so long, even he forgot his sack. Because
yeah,
he didn't know what to do. He was so excited. But you know, he mentioned one thing. He said, we thought we were going to get a healthy dose of Adrian Peterson. And, you know, he said, we did a good job stopping him. But I got to be honest with you, Adrian Peterson to only touch the ball 13 times, I don't know what Bill Musgrave was thinking over there on the other side with Josh Freeman right. coming in there, because I thought that Adrian Peterson was going to have 25 to 30 carries. So I give the Giants credit for stopping him when they did give him the football. But if you're the Minnesota Vikings and you're getting on the plane, you've got to be wondering why we didn't run the football more and give the ball to 28 a little more.
Whatever it is, I don't care if Adrian Peterson is playing 1 on 11. You're still holding him to 28 yards and 12 carries. You're doing something pretty good. The result, a 23-7 Giants victory. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9, brought to you by the Children's Place, the official kids fashion partner of the New York Giants. Stay right where you are. We're coming back.
in this game. Play action, Freeman in trouble. He's being pulled out. Puts it up top. Roll with the interception. Big interception for the Giants.
Thanks, guys. One of the big stars of the night, Antrell Roll, had a pick. Had a little bit of a high-low hit on a fumble that DeMontre Moore caused. I know you're not going to let me get out of here without telling that one, but I think as one of the leaders of this locker room, as one of the guys who has been begging for this losing streak to end, I need to know how it feels right now to finally get that win.
It feels great. You know, it feels great. You know, it's a well-deserved feeling. I think, you know, despite our record being 0-6, you know, every week we've gone on, we fought. You know, unfortunately, you know, the things haven't you know, gone our way. But, you know, it never stopped us from, you know, pushing each other. It never stopped us from believing. And, you know, just to go out there and get a win, I think, you know, it proves our, you know, our passion. It proves our heart for the game.
What do you think the difference was tonight in terms of the execution? Why things went so much better? You got more pressure on the quarterback. The rush defense continued to be good as it has been for the last month. And you guys got some turnovers.
Desperate calls, you know, calls for definite, desperate measures, you know. I think we've all, you know, had to take a step back from the game, you know, coaches, players, and, you know, and just look in the mirror, you know, and come on and get on one accord. And I think, you know, coaches have been listening to the players start listening to the coaches, and this is the outcome that you get.
All right, so can you take me into that locker room a few minutes ago when you guys finally come off the field and you get in there? I'm sure coach addressed the team. I have to think a big sigh of relief probably came out of that door.
You know, I'm sure there was a big sigh of relief, but, you know, more importantly, I think, you know, the objective was to go in this game and just have fun. You know, that's something that, you know, obviously being 0-6, you know, it can do a lot of damage to you. And, you know, just to go out there and just have fun, you know, winning is only half of it. You know, having fun is the other half. And I think we did a great job of doing that tonight.
Antrell Roll, thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. And, Jeff, you just heard Antrell talk about, you know, what it's like in that locker room. You've been in those locker rooms.
Many of them.
And what is it like for these guys today?
Well, first of all, when you play in National Football League, winning is hard to do, no matter, you know, what team you're on. When you're 0-6, it's even harder. To get that first win, it's euphoria. Guys are just, you know, jumping around, you're yelling, you're screaming. Soon enough, you got to realize that, hey, guys, you know what, now we got to go back to work. It's a short week, so you got to kind of get back and ready in that mindset. But it's a wonderful feeling because we all know, guys, how hard it is right to win in the National Football League. And when you get that first win under there, it just feels great. You walk out of that locker room, you know, even if you had a bad suit on, you think you look good. You really do.
Well,
at least Sean would.
Well, we don't know about that, but we agree with you.
Winning
on that one.
Cures everything.
Even bad dressing.
And they got it tonight, a 23-7 victory. Their first of the season, something for them to build on. Again, this record now is 1-6. We'll see what happens. All right. More to come. We'll get back and wrap things up here. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. That makes sense now why the Giants won tonight, because number 42 was wearing number 10, the greatest closer, of course, in baseball history. Mariano Rivera just recently retired, being brought out and honored at MetLife Stadium tonight by the Giants and the home crowd. And listen, what better way for the Giants to close out their first game with a win than to have the greatest closer in history help close things out?
Yeah, I mean, 100%, guys. I mean, even some of the announcers, you know, predicting the win and saying, yeah, it's Giants Monday night. There's no way they're going to lose. They're honoring Mariano Rivera. I mean, everything points in the direction of a Giants victory, and it all came true.
Yeah, I mean, he's the man. And to have him there, I think, was a boost for everybody. But when you bring that guy out and you play Enter Sandman, you know, and Enter Night, Exit Light, that's basically what happened. And let's not forget, too, Strahan was there, too. Stray was on the sideline, too. I saw him with the big gap tooth grin.
If I'm the Giants PR, we're calling Mariano back next week against the Oakland Raiders. Yep. I mean, the Eagles, excuse me.
Hey, you want to know what? Bottom line is they got the job done. Another save for Mariano Rivera. Maybe they ought to chalk that up in for his statistics. He helped save one for the Giants. But you know what? Good night all around for the Giants from beginning to end for us to be able to show that. As you were saying, Eli Manning, he can breathe a sigh of relief. But you know what? Everybody can breathe a sigh of relief, including some of the fans, members of the media. I heard one guy, we were talking about it last week, one fan called up and was saying, I could tell you, I played football, I could tell you what's wrong with Eli just by seeing his body language. He doesn't play with any heart. I wanted to drive off the road and choke somebody, because to me, that's just...
You can't choke your relatives, right?
No, but really, you can't... Anybody who says that hasn't watched Eli Manning for all these years. You haven't watched a thing about a guy.
Well, and when you put bad stuff on tape, it gives everyone that area of doubt to say, you know, what's wrong? And is it the passion? They don't care anymore. Is it the two Super Bowl rings? Is the team not respond to Coach Coughlin's message anymore? All these things start to come up, but one thing a win does, it just gives you confidence, and you need confidence going into next week at Philadelphia, right before the bye week. I mean, what's wrong with going into the bye week 2-0 and then looking at the rest of the season and saying, let's start a new season after that bye week?
Yeah, I mean, this division is still, you know, it's still within reach. I mean, nobody's really pulled away from the rest of the teams. And I think, like you said, coming in this week, they're going to watch this film on Wednesday. They're going to probably won't watch the whole thing because they won't have time. But there will still be some plays that they can look at and say, we need to improve on that.
Yep.
Well, guess what? When you go out on Wednesday and Thursday to practice, you grab your helmet, it's a lot easier to say, all right, I'm ready to go to work when you've got that win, you've got that victory behind you.
And you never know. You know, next week they could see another quarterback like Barkley, who, you know, is not a starter in this league. And so they got a good chance to go down on the road against Philly next week and do it. You know, get two games in a row and see what happens.
Well, Philly's one that they need, and because it's a division opponent. So, again, that's the next game, folks. Next Sunday, the 27th of October, Giants travel down the Turnpike to Philadelphia to face their arch rivals, one of their arch rivals, the Eagles, 1 p.m. start on sister station Fox 5. Then as soon as that game is over, you want to flip right back over here to us at My9 for Giants Post Game Live. For everybody here, our entire Giants crew, Mr. Roman Oben, Sean O'Hara, and Jeff Fingles, I'm Russ Salzberg. Thanks for being part of Giants Post Game Live. We will see you next week. Again, Giants travel to Philly to play the Eagles. See you right after the game.